That's right. The prosecutors have dropped their cases against Wynn and McConnell, and they've dropped them without prejudice, which means they do have the ability to bring those charges back at a later date if they decided to go ahead with that. But for now, they're going to let federal prosecutors pursue a case against Tam Nguyen only, and he has been indicted.
Now, have state prosecutors told you why they dismissed this huge drug case against these two individuals?
The prosecutors are all unavailable over the holidays, but they did put out a media release explaining that they made this decision in conversation with federal prosecutors. And so that kind of suggests they're stepping aside to let the potentially stiffer charges that Mr. Nguyen's facing in federal court try to stick.
Okay. But I do understand there was a little bit of a problem, at least the defense attorneys are arguing, that there was a problem with the way the police conducted this controlled buy and went about their bust.
Yeah, when the police orchestrated this controlled buy, they weren't necessarily targeting the store, Dutch Harbor Asia. They lined up a criminal informant and asked him to see if he could purchase drugs in the community. He allegedly went to a third party who stepped into this store and allegedly came out with heroin. And what the defense attorneys are saying is that this man was not properly or thoroughly searched before he stepped inside, so it's possible he was carrying heroin before he ever went into the store. And it's also not clear that police actually witnessed any sale. Also, once officers got wind of this alleged drug sale, they did seize the store and detain Tam Nguyen. And the defense attorneys are saying that during that time, their client was illegally searched. And when I tried to talk to the police about this, they said there's really nothing they can say until the federal case resolves itself.
Well, this is a huge drug bust. What's the sense in town? Is it perhaps that these two may get off the hook on this?
People aren't really sure. Sue McConnell has been cleared to return to the community, and as far as I've heard, she is back. I think the perception was that, if there was any illegal activity, Mr. Nguyen might have played the bigger part in that. And, it's a small town, rumors for years, which are also kind of outlined in police reports, that there might have been some illegal activity at Dutch Harbor Asia, but no one was really sure what, and it was never thoroughly investigated. I think at this point, the police are pinning their hopes on the federal prosecutors, and we'll see what happens with that case.
Well, it seems familiar problems to our area as well, and Lauren will follow along. Thanks for the update today.
Thanks, Dave.